Israel's prime minister has reaffirmed Tel Aviv's support for settlements in the occupied West Bank, which are illegal under international law. Speaking at a weekly cabinet meeting, Benjamin Netanyahu said he supports settlements at any time. Netanyahu stressed the necessity of his support at the time of heightened tensions in the occupied territories. Meanwhile, the education minister, Naftali Bennett, has pledged to develop settlement projects in occupied territories. The extremist minister also called on Palestinians to, quote, accept that they will never have a state in the West Bank. Bennett has repeatedly called for annexing the West Bank to Israel, calling the move reasonable and sane. Tel Aviv has already built tens of thousands of settler units in Palestinian areas. The U.S. government, which is Israel's staunchest ally, has even slammed Tel Aviv's settlement expansions.
Israeli authorities have increased illegal settlement construction in the occupied West Bank over the past 2 years, especially after the formation of the current Israeli regime led by Benjamin Netanyahu. Anti-settlement groups have warned that Tel Aviv adopts a policy to grab as much of Palestinian lands as possible to expand its settlements.
What has been going on since the start of 2016 is a new indicator that the Israeli regime is trying to confiscate as much land as it can. These lands are open lands and adjacent to settlements. The coming days would be tough as we would witness more settlement expansion, unless there is an action by the Palestinian Authority to urge the international organizations and the ICC to stop the illegal policy.
More land confiscation means continued displacement of Palestinians. Many say the main goal of increasing the number of settlements is to strengthen presence of the settlers in the occupied West Bank and Jerusalem al-Quds. Now there are almost 650,000 settlers, but Israel is planning to increase their number to 1 million by 2019.
This plan has been announced that by 2019 there is a plan to raise the number of the settlers in the West Bank and Jerusalem to about 1 million settlers. They are working on the whole demography in the West Bank. This is the way that they think that it block any solution in the future to move out the settlers from the West Bank.
Last week, the European Union made it clear in a fresh resolution that the agreements with Israel do not apply to the territories occupied in 1967. However, Israel's measures on ground prove that Tel Aviv would continue challenging the international community. The Israeli regime has been defiant in the face of the international community to freeze its illegal settlement activity in the occupied territories, especially in the West Bank. This is while the population of Israeli settlers and the number of settlement units have surged during the tenure of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Mona Qandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.
Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Paul Larudi, who is with the Free Palestine Movement, and he's joining us live now from Berkeley, California. And Mr. Larudi, certainly settlements are not a new move by Israel, but it seems that they're being expanded at a much quicker pace. Why is that, do you think?
Israel loves doing illegal things. Its very existence is illegal. Its presence in the United Nations is an affront to legality. And so the more it finds that it can do illegal things with either no consequences or with, from its own point of view, positive consequences for its objectives, then it's going to do it. I mean, if you allow a child to do forbidden things and there are no consequences for it, you end up with an adult, a teenager, who is a criminal because he has learned the whole time that being a criminal brings him things that he wants and it has no consequences. Well, Israel's no different. It's human.
And let's then talk about the consequences of Mr. Rudy, because certainly many people say the two-state solution is long dead. So if you talk about a one-state solution, what is that looking like going forward, considering even now Naftali Bennett says the Palestinians should stop dreaming of having any control ever over the West Bank?
Yes, Naftali Bennett and Netanyahu and many are proceeding, even if they don't say it out loud, they're proceeding on the assumption that there will be one state, that it will be a Jewish state in all of Palestine and beyond, and that over a sufficient period of time, essentially the only people living in this Jewish state will be Jews. This is what their intention has always been, and they've been pursuing it very consistently. This is part of that.
And so going forward, obviously, we have the U.S., which has come out with its usual expected condemnations and disagreement with the settlement expansion. Will it ever really act?
That's up to Americans like me and other Americans and the pressure that we bring. There is more pressure today than there has been in the past, and we can hope to augment it with things like BDS and so forth. It really depends on us, because we cannot expect our government officials to do it on the basis of conscience. When's the last time we saw anyone in power in the United States and other Western countries act on the basis of conscience? It's exactly the opposite.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But as always, of course, we appreciate your insight. That was Mr. Paul LaRudy, who had been speaking to us live from Berkeley.